Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few words in defense of one of the most maligned groups in America today, the rich. Isn't it about time we stop demonizing the wealthy just because they have a couple of more bucks than we do? You've heard all the scurrilous charges, greedy, selfish, uncaring, wear a lot of pink. And what's the deal with the no socks thing? Like they can't afford them? People, settle down. The rich are just like you and me, only with access to a better class of dentists. They put their Egyptian silk trousers on one leg at a time, same as us. Besides, we all know money can't buy happiness. Although, admittedly, it can be used as barter for a lot of stuff that might make you happy, like food and shelter and healthcare. Being rich is not all a bed of roses, you know. It's not easy being green. For one thing, you can't trust anybody. That includes, but is not limited to, perfect strangers, casual acquaintances, prospective suitors, family members, nonprofit organizations, shysters, crooks, and lawyers, but I repeat myself, not to mention the most dangerous threat of all, other rich people. Does the name Bernie Madoff have any meaning here? Scoundrels are constantly plotting to make your money their money. It's because of this that rich people live in a constant state of fear. Nobody robs poor people. Well, actually, rich people rob poor people, but that's different. That's business. And I know what you're saying. How can you defend these avaricious pusswads, these open-sword cancers on the face of society, these materialistic squeeze bags with the morals of diseased weasels in heat? Well, self-preservation, mostly, because someday I intend to be rich. Filthy rich. How rich? Rich enough to not stuff the box of Kleenex in my suitcase when I check out of hotel rooms. I'd leave it right there in the bathroom sink for the next guy. Hey, it's a goal. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.